This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
You're listening to Evenings on FNR Football Nation Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Louise Taffer, and joining me here in the studio is Nick Debano. Good evening to you, Nick.
Good evening, Louise.
How you going?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Been a big weekend of football and looking forward to the next that's coming up in the next few days.
Yes, there is plenty of action coming up because while domestic competition concludes, the international stage starts to heat up, especially with the FIFA Women's World Cup around the corner.
Yeah, it sure does. Women's World Cup in about 2.5 weeks' time. Copa America kicking off very soon, as is the AFCON. So a lot of football to be
Nations
played still.
Nations League as well.
Nations League. So a lot of international football to keep our appetites wet and all ready to go.
Of course, there's one more other thing that's heating up tomorrow. Do you know what that is?
What's that?
The under-20 FIFA World Cup in
Poland.
Yeah,
all games, I believe, broadcasted live on SBS as well, so can't miss a minute of it, Louise. I'm sure you'll be all over that.
I will be. I won't be missing a minute, that's for sure. And hopefully it's reasonable hours as well. But then again, we're used to getting up at 2, 3, 4 o'clock anyway.
Yeah, well, it is obviously in Poland, so can't expect the best time slots for us. That's the unfortunate, you know, circumstance of being obviously in Australia, having to watch a lot of the European football and having to wake up at all hours to watch games. But at the end of the day, we're used to, as you did say, we can't really complain too much as long as we've got an opportunity to take it all in. I want to talk about some big news coming out of Italy to start off the show, Louise. And the big thing has been that we've heard that Juventus are closing in on a new manager. Now, Massimiliano Allegri is moving away after 4 years as head coach of Juventus. He's won plenty of Scudetti, gotten his team close to winning a Champions League, but hasn't been able to get the job done just yet. Obviously, a former AC Milan boss as well. There's five names that have been linked now to the Juventus job. Firstly, the former Juventus boss, Antonio Conte, spent a season out of the game after coaching at Chelsea. Maurizio Sarri, well, he's potentially on his way back. Obviously, Frank Lampard rumoured to be taking over Chelsea, so that means a potential chance for Sarri to move back to Italy after coaching Napoli. Pep Guardiola is the big one as well, because we do know that there's big rumours linking him. I believe that there was actually a Juventus official that was seen leaving his hotel in Milan this morning, and it'd be interesting to see whether he goes back or makes the move to Italy after conquering Spain and England. And then the other ones as well include Simone Inzaghi from Lazio and the special one, Jose Mourinho.
Yes, and I actually read an article yesterday where it was saying that Cristiano Ronaldo actually would like to see Jose Mourinho back coaching him.
You know, I'm not totally against Mourinho coaching at Juventus.
I think a lot of people obviously still associate Jose Mourinho with Manchester United, so maybe that might be a turnoff for some people, yeah, but it certainly isn't for arguably the world's best player.
Well, I think Mourinho, obviously, yeah, his tactics have been very controversial, but we must remember back at what he did at Inter all those years ago. I know football has changed a lot since he was the manager, but I think that potentially Pep Guardiola going to Juventus could be something quite big. I reckon that it could very well happen because he's done everything that you have to do in England without winning a Champions League. He had two fantastic back-to-back seasons as head coach of Manchester City. He's conquered Spain. He's conquered England. Why can't he conquer Italy next? And I know that at Juventus, he'd probably have a really good chance of getting that Champions League victory, which he did get at Barcelona, but would love to get at the next club. I'm looking at the comments right now. A lot of people saying Pep to Juve, Mourinho to Inter. Now, Mourinho returning back to Inter is a fairy tale for some Inter fans who would like to see him potentially make that return. And Inter obviously potentially could be without a new boss with Luciano Spalletti apparently on the way out and very well could be under a lot of pressure if they don't get to the Champions League this weekend. And we'll talk a little bit about the top four race a little bit later. But I'm going to go on a limb and I'm going to say Pep Guardiola is going to potentially take over. But I have a feeling that Maurizio Sarri, he's the one guy that will more than likely get there. That is the big question because I think he's accustomed to what, you know, the Italian game. Obviously, a very good job at Napoli without winning a Serie A. But whether he takes over is a whole other question. But I think Maurizio Sarri, with Frank Lampard going to Chelsea, could find himself potentially at Juventus next season.
A little bit of movement going around, as predicted. It's that time of the season. Mm. Everyone's starting to change. And I think maybe it's really quite interesting with Pep Guardiola. Obviously, yeah, Manchester City fell short this season in the UEFA Champions League. They did wrap up the domestic treble, something which they're very, very proud of because they haven't done that before. But there's also some other news that has surfaced over the past 2 weeks, and that is surrounding the club's potential ban from the UEFA Champions League.
Of course, yeah.
Could that also be a factor as to why maybe Pep Guardiola wants to step away and take up a potential new post at Juventus?
It's a massive part, because that's the one thing he'd want to achieve. As I did say, I also forgot to mention what he's done for Bayern Munich of Germany. So three big leagues throughout all of Europe. He's conquered each everyone. But if he can't do it at Man City next season, then maybe that will be that turn off, and he might say, all right, well, maybe it's time for a new challenge. Maybe it's time for me to go to Serie A and potentially try and, you know, do something over there, because the Italian team's going to try and bridge the gap a little bit with Juventus in the offseason. I wouldn't be surprised. There's a lot of spending from your Milans, your Romas, and your Inters, who have that heavy investment coming in over the next few months. But the big question remains is, can Juventus, who every season are tipped to win Serie A, but it's getting to a point now where you can win as many Serie A as you want, but if you can't get it done in the Champions League, that's the big question. With Aaron Ramsey coming in next year, he'll add pretty decent depth to their team. They'll more than likely go out and probably get themselves maybe another striker or a centre-back as well, which I think they need a bolster. I reckon this team could very well win the Champions League, and they will be so disappointed they're not there playing in 2 weeks' time, because this last month has been cruise control for them. They're done. They've got nothing else to play for. They didn't make a Coppa Italia final. The Serie A's been wrapped up for weeks. I watched their game on Monday morning, and they were happy with just seeing the game out, taking the 1-1 draw with Atalanta and celebrating the great career of Andrea Barzagli and the Serie A title as well with it. I just think that if Pep Guardiola comes, it could potentially reinvigorate Juventus and could make him go that next step, because they've got the squad, but the manager's always been the question. They got so close with Allegri and Conte, but Guardiola could take them just that one step further.
Well, I think that if that's the case, it would be fascinating to see, because as you say, Juventus need that success in Europe, something like Manchester City. They need that as well. And it comes back to, how do they get that done? We saw that Ronaldo moved there at the start of the season. Everyone was saying that now is the time for him to take out the UCL with Juventus. But I didn't personally think that they would take it out in their first season with him at the club.
I thought they would, to be honest, Louise. I thought they were at least going to be in the final. But I think that they would be so disappointed, considering how the draw opened up after Real Madrid went out as well. And now they got to the quarters and fell against Ajax. That, for me, is a big disappointment. So I honestly think that once Juventus just get that manager in and potentially get those few little positional players in terms of depth, like your Ramseys and potentially another striker and a centre-back
as well. What happens with Dybala? He's on his way out.
I am worried for Paulo Dybala, because I feel like with Ronaldo coming in, he's sort of been pushed aside, which I think is really unfortunate. They haven't found a way to have Dybala and Ronaldo in the same starting lineup working cohesively. We've seen him sort of take a backward step. Not what we would say a backward step. He's had to take a back seat to Ronaldo. He's been forced to play out wide, not in his natural role. When he's playing in as number 10 and he's playing in behind the strike, we've seen him at his best. And we'll probably see a lot of that in the Copa America for Argentina, which we'll also talk about a little bit later, because they did announce their Copa America squad. So it's just a matter now of what happens, because if Dybala wants to sit back and potentially try and get this working with Ronaldo, would he look to potentially make a move somewhere else where he can be the guy? He can go to a team like potentially Manchester United, who prepared to offer big bucks, go to maybe another Italian club, or go to Spain, might join Real Madrid or wherever it might be, and become the main man there. Would Paulo Dybala do that? That's the big question. Or would you stay at Juventus, play alongside Cristiano Ronaldo, have another preseason alongside him, and potentially get that working, which I think is a very scary prospect?
Well, it depends what he wants to achieve. If he wants to be playing week in, week out and starting, he needs to move. It's quite simple. Because we've seen that they don't play in the same squad together.
Yeah, and look, I think that there will be one of those players that have to leave Juventus. Not necessarily have to, but I think that one will want to leave. If it's Paulo Dybala or, unfortunately, Moise Keane. Because Moise Keane could be that.
That's interesting, because he's been starring for them whenever he's come on.
I feel for Moise Keane in particular, because he's going to have to play that backseat role. And it depends as well what happens with Mario Mandzukic. He's getting on the other side of 30 now. Do Juventus look to cash in on him? A guy who's been a fantastic servant of the club, who I think's done a great job. Obviously, they've still Gonzalo Higuain on their books as well, who they've already said is gone. There's no way he'll be at Juventus next season. So got a lot of these attacking players, but are they all going to be content with potentially taking a backward step, back seat to Ronaldo and these other guys, and potentially play a role off the bench or have to change their game, depending on what sort of system Guardiola does bring, which we do believe will be very similar in a 4-3-3.
And now that we're opening Pandora's box, if Guardiola does come, he'll look to also potentially
bring some Man City
players. So, well, could that be the end of this Manchester City team that we're seeing now? And if so, what players would follow Guardiola to Juventus and who would fit in?
I don't think too many will leave. I think that they will probably target one of the defenders. I wouldn't be surprised if someone like an Aymeric Laporte is at least his name's thrown up as someone who could potentially go there. I don't think that they will be seeing John Stones going there. I think that Laporte does meet what Juventus would probably want. I wouldn't be surprised if we see maybe a Gabriel Jesus potentially linked at one point. You would probably not even be surprised to always see someone like Kevin De Bruyne's name somehow come up. It probably is all going to be noise for some period of time. But I can't see him going on a massive cull and just bring a whole load of Man City players, because at the end of the day, this is a tight-knit squad that would probably want to stay together. But there might be a couple he might at least look at and try and lure over. He might even look back at teams like Barcelona and potentially to Bayern Munich as well, at some of those players he worked with, and might potentially look to bring them over. If they've retired in some capacity, might look to bring them back in a coaching role. He might bring Mikel Arteta over with him as well as an assistant.
Who absolutely could, fascinating.
Who would be a fantastic assistant. Whether he still wants to be an assistant is a whole other question, or whether he might take on a senior coaching role. So a lot of pieces of the puzzle have to come together. But I think Juventus are one team. They can have a very, very exciting offseason. I don't know if whether it will happen with Guardiola, but if that definitely that Champions League ban does come through, he is going to probably potentially make that move. Guardiola and I think Sarri just underneath. I think Sarri will probably go if Guardiola doesn't go through. So it's a lot of different things that have to be weighed up here.
What happens if Guardiola does get the job at Juventus? What happens to the likes of Conte and the likes of
Sarri?
Well,
there's a lot of coaching opportunities opening up in Italy at the moment, Louise. It's an interesting time because I look at the top four or five teams. So if I look at these big clubs, right? So Napoli, Carlo Ancelotti will still be there next year. I believe Gasperini will still be at Atalanta. Inter maybe without Luciano Spalletti. So potentially Jose Mourinho and Antonio Conte will be looking there. Don't also have with Gennaro Gattuso next season at Milan. Maybe one of them could end up there. Claudio Ranieri isn't probably going to be at Roma for a long time. And Simone Inzaghi at Lazio could be on the way out. So you potentially have about four, five coaching vacancies opening up over the next little while. Some might look to go abroad to another country. But I do think that in particular, Inter and AC Milan and even Roma, those three teams are all going to have new managers next season. And don't be surprised if we do see potentially Eusebio Di Francesco, Antonio Conte, and Jose Mourinho as some of those names that get thrown up, and even Maurizio Sarri if the Frank Lampard deal goes through.
That's if Jose Mourinho isn't already very comfortable and content with his pundit role now.
Well, I think Mourinho will want to get back in the coaching circle eventually. He might want to take a bit more time off. He's been off for about 6 or 7 months now, so he might look to just take a bit more time to make a decision and might not rush into it. But I believe that the Inter proposition of going back to where he won a Champions League could be something that we could look at a little bit later.
It's almost like Arsene Wenger, who's also having a bit of a sabbatical and merging into the punditry role.
He's another name that could be thrown up. I think that this is going to be an exciting time for managers on the move, potentially going to different clubs in Italy.
Do you think that you could ever see the great Zlatan Ibrahimovic joining Mourinho for a final stint at Inter?
Look, Louise, I don't think that Zlatan Ibrahimovic will be going back to Europe and playing in the Serie A. He's conquered it. He's done everything he can at Inter. He did everything he could at Milan and Juventus. I don't see him going back. He did say that if he was going to play for anyone, he would go back to Milan. I don't think that he will do that. I think he's quite content living in Hollywood at the moment in Los Angeles. I don't think he'll be changing that sort of lifestyle anytime soon. I think being under the bright lights over there, being arguably the biggest sporting athlete alongside LeBron James in Los Angeles at the moment, is probably the sort of lifestyle he'd like to live at the moment. So interesting to see what happens with that, but I don't think we'll be seeing Zlatan going to Inter.